Hello.
Hi, Cersei.
This is she.
Hi there, my name is Al and I'm calling on a recorded line regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit. Did you already file a claim or still looking to filing?
I'm still looking.
You haven't filed yet?
No.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Just to let you know, this lawsuit exists because people that have used Depo were diagnosed with ailments or injuries. Did you sustain any injuries after using Depo?
Yes, I had a brain tumor.
I'm sorry to hear that. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask just simple questions. If you could simply answer yes or no, we get through this as quick as possible. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm to your answer that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay, and are you looking to file this claim for yourself?
Yes.
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the
Yes.
spine?
Brain.
And approximately, what's the date of your diagnosis?
It was like April 15, 2019.
So 4/15/2019.
Yes.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
November 22, 1990.
I have 12/22/1990, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so 4/15/2019 was your diagnosis and your date of birth is 11/22/1990. Is that right?
Yeah.
And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
Okay. And for the following question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or no, did you consume slash use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
And which injectable did you use? Was it Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or generic?
Depo Provera.
Okay, and did you only use Depo Provera or did you also use generic brand? Just Depo or?
I guess, is Pfizer?
Okay, so just the Depo Provera, is that right? The name brand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Now, within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera between January 1, 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
Okay. And approximately when did you start using Depo?
Like July of 2015.
Okay, so that's going to be so 7/1/2015 to the best of your ability,
Yes.
correct? Okay.
Yes.
And then when did you approximately, to the best of your ability, from what you remember, stopped using Depo?
April 2019.
Okay, so that would be 4/1/2019.
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. Again, I'm really sorry to hear that, that you were diagnosed with meningioma.
No. No
Okay. Now,
worries. Everything.
for verification purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Email.
Okay. And for security purposes, your legal first name, would you kindly spell it out for me, please?
Ercy Rice, SEARCYRICE.
Okay, so I have Cersei, that's spelled S-E-A-R-C-Y, Rice, R-I-C-E, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And for security purposes, your social.
It's 2342-1990.
Okay, so I have 2-34-21-99-90. Is that right?
No. 6-2-3-4-2-1-9-9-0.
I see. Okay, so 6-2-3-4-2-1-9-9-0. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now for the email that we have here, we have Searcy, that's S-E-A-R-C-Y dot Rice, R-I-C-E, at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the phone number is 323-392-2441. Is that correct?
Yes.
And this is mobile?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the primary address?
14935 RITTER Street.
Mm-hmm. What's the state, the city and state?
Oh, sorry, Victorville, California, 92394.
Okay, give me one moment, all right?
Uh-huh.
So I have 14935 Ritter Street, Victorville, California, 92394. That's San Bernardino County. Is that correct?
Yes.
And is there a unit number or an apartment number, anything like that?
No.
Okay. Now, was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
Doctor.
Okay. And how many times were you injected with the product? So you said you started using it in 2015 all the way to 2019. Approximately how many times were you injected? So let's see if I could help you with that.
Like once every 3 months.
Right. So that would mean in 2015, did you have two shots or one?
In 2015, yeah, I had like maybe two.
Two? Okay. In 2016,
yeah.
Was it four shots?
Yes.
Okay. And in 2017, was it also four shots?
Yes.
Okay. And in 2018, was it also four shots?
Yes.
And in 2019, was it one or two shots?
One.
Okay. So just to do the math here, we have from 2015 all the way to 2019, you had two shots in 2015, so that's two plus four shots in 2016 plus four shots in 2017 plus four shots in 2018, and then one shot in 2019. So around 15, would you say that's, to the best of your knowledge, 15 shots? Would that be pretty accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is the name of the doctor that administered the shots?
Dr. Kenya Edwards, K-E-N-I-A, Edwards.
Edwards. Okay. All right. So I have Dr. Kenya Edwards at...
Yes.
I see. Dr. Kenya Edwards, MD, he's a gynecologist in Apple Valley, California. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then let me see. What's the name of the facility? Was it Providence? Sorry. What was the name of the facility where you were administered?
I got it from the Walmart. The Walmart in Victorville.
Okay. But for the, you said Dr. Kenya administered, gave you the shots, right?
Yes.
What's the name of the hospital that Dr. Kenya works in. The one
St. Mary's Medical Center?
Is it the Providence St. Mary's Medical Center in 18300 U.S. Highway 18, Apple Valley, California?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And the phone number that she has here is 442-242-2240. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for the prescribing doctor, was he also Dr. Kenya Edwards?
Yes.
Okay.
Prescribing doctor, yeah.
And then the facility is the same, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment. Let me just make sure this is correct. Okay. And then for the pharmacy, was it, you said it was Walmart?
Yes.
And which Walmart pharmacy is it? What's the name of the street?
Palmdale Road in Victorville, California.
Okay. I see. Is it the 12234 Palmdale Road, Victorville, California? The Walgreens out there? Or the Walmart pharmacy out there?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I just want to make sure that's correct. Okay. And I see that their phone number for the Walmart is 760-493-32279. All right. Is that all correct so far?
Yeah.
Now, was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma CT scan, MRI, or both?
CT scan? Yeah.
Okay. And what's the name of the doctor that diagnosed you? Was it also Dr. Kenya Edwards?
No.
It's okay.
Doctor,
take your time.
Dr. Murray Thale. That's M-U-R-R-A-Y T-H-A-L-E.
Okay. Dr. Murray A. Thale is a neurosurgeon in San Bernardino County. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Murray Thale, MD. I see that he practices in, is it the High Desert Cardiac Medical Clinic?
Well, I don't know where he is now, but...
Okay. What's the name of the facility that you were diagnosed in?
It was at St. Mary's.
St. Mary's? Was it the same place,
yes.
The Providence at St. Mary's?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment. All right. Okay. And then for the following question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or simple no, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No.
Okay. Now, what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was it chemotherapy, radiation therapy?
Radiation therapy.
Radiation therapy. Okay. All right, so I have radiation therapy, and then the treating doctor, was it also Dr. Thale, Murray Thale?
Yes.
Okay, and the same facility, right? The Providence St. Mary's Medical Center?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
The facility is the same, the Providence St. Mary's Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, for the following question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or simple no, were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Like after treatment?
Like, were you hospitalized after you were diagnosed or treated? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Approximately what dates were you in the hospital for meningioma? Because you said you were diagnosed in April 15, 2019, right? How many
Yeah.
days? And then when did they, go ahead.
When did they start treatment?
Yes.
It was like April 20th, not too long after.
So 4/20/2019. And then how long were
Yeah.
you in the hospital for?
I was outpatient there for about, how long, about almost a year.
So you were there from 4/20/2019 all the way to 4/20/2020?
I was discharged like May 25th.
So 5/25 of 2000, what year was it? 2019.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were there for about a month, 2 months?
Yes.
Okay. Did you want to add any additional medical notes, conditions? If not, you can say no.
No.
Okay. So just to confirm, for this last question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or simple no, do you have a copy of the medical records? Are you able to obtain copy from the hospital or ask the medical physicians for a copy of your records?
I believe I don't have that. I could try. But if you guys are, I think so.
So for that question, it has to be yes or no. Do you have copy
no.
of the medical records, or are you able to obtain copy from the hospital or the doctor?
No.
Okay. Give me one moment. Now, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. But before we do that, as far as the medical records, are you not able to obtain copy, or can you obtain copy from the hospital or from the doctors?
I could try, but it's just a really tough time for me right now.
Absolutely, it's understandable. But are you able to?
I can give you permission to pull my medical records.
Okay. And are you able to obtain a copy from your doctor or hospital? Not right now.
No.
They're just asking if you're able to do that.
No.
Okay, give me one moment, please. Okay, give me 1 second. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold, okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, are you still there? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, with regards to your medical records, you said that you can try, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then will you be able to provide this by mail, electronically, or both? It's just asking how you would be able to.
Possibly both, yeah.
Both, okay. Now, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're not able to reach you for an extended period of time. Does this emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
I don't really have any family right now.
I'm sorry to hear that. Did you want me to... So
it's
for the emergency,
me.
Okay, so do you want me to put none of the above for the emergency contact?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, nice.
For the, it is asking for an email. Do you want me to just put your email?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the number, the phone number, do you want me to just put your phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we're almost done here. Give me one moment, okay? All right, so now I'm just gonna verify and make sure that everything's correct. And then I'm gonna send you, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah.
You are, okay. I'm gonna send you a DocuSign. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Now, before I do that, I am going to confirm just one last thing with you. Give me one moment, okay? Okay. Okay, give me one moment. We're just waiting for DocuSign to generate your paperwork, and then I'm going to send that to you, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm going to walk you through the process. It takes about like a minute or two.
Okay.
Just waiting for that to open up. All right. So, Cersei, I'm just going to confirm this with you.
Uh-huh.
The spelling of your legal name is Cersei, S-E-A-R-C-Y, Rice, R-I-C-E. Is that right?
Yes.
The address is 14935 Ritter Street, Victorville, California, 92394.
Yes.
The phone number is 323-392-2441. The email is cersei.rice@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. You're going to receive a text message as well as an email. It'll say from Alan Raimundo. Let me know once you receive that. All right. Did you get that text message?
Yes.
Okay. Let me know once you have. Go ahead and click that. There should be a link to a DocuSign webpage.
I'm done.
Okay. Let me double check to make sure everything's correct. Okay, it looks good. All right, I'm going to send you a text message now of my contact information and the last bit of what we need to talk about. And I'll send that to you now, okay? All right. Just to confirm, just want to make sure that's correct. All right. Okay, I just sent you a text. Let me know if you got it. You should receive from a 949 error code that's saying thank you for your time, Cersei. Now, within the next 24 to 48 hours, business hours, please be on the lookout for a call or text from the attorneys representing you coming from a 214 number. This will be Vigna. That's the name of the company. Vigna is the name of the law firm. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to call me or text me from that number. I'm available Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time. Now, if the attorneys can't get a hold of you within the next 24 to 48 hours, please expect a call from me from the 949 number, and I will transfer you over to the 214 number, which is the attorneys, for them to start your claim. Now, if you have any questions regarding your case, feel free to ask the attorneys. But besides that, did you have any questions for me, Cersei?
Oh, no, that's just about it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your patience and your time. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.